On this Martin Luther King holiday, people across the country will remember the civil rights leader and celebrate his life and legacy. In his hometown of Atlanta, Ebenezer Baptist Church holds its annual commemorative service. King attended Ebenezer as a child and for the last 8 years of his life served there as a minister. The building is part of a National Historic Site and is being restored to the way it looked during King's lifetime. NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
Ebenezer Baptist Church sits on a corner of Auburn Avenue in downtown Atlanta. It's marked by a small neon sign outside. Inside, there's a sanctuary that fits 500 people. Along the walls are tall blue and green stained glass windows, and in the front, beyond the podium, lies a clear window that opens up onto a small baptismal pool. For 80 years, this room, in this building, has been a center of the civil rights movement.
I would call it Ebenezer. It's God's launching pad. All good things come through Ebenezer.
88-year-old Jethro English is the oldest living member of Ebenezer Baptist Church. The church was created in 1886 by a small group of African Americans. They met in several different places and raised enough money to pay for the construction of this building. It was completed in 1922. That's the year Jethro English started attending.
We stayed on the cutting edge of things that need to be done. Ebenezer had to take the stand on a lot of things.
Ebenezer Baptist Church held meetings and organized protests to fight for voting rights, equal salaries, and police protection. For 80 years, the church was led by two pastors, A.D. Williams and then his son-in-law, Martin Luther King, Sr. Both are remembered as civil rights pioneers and powerful speakers. Martin Luther King, Jr. grew up in the church. He sang in the choir, listened to his father's sermons, and helped lead civil rights efforts. As an adult, King became pastor of a church in Alabama. Frank Cotropa is superintendent of the historic site that includes Ebenezer Baptist Church, as well as the nearby house that King grew up in. Cotropa says when Dr. King left his Alabama church to lead the struggle for civil rights, he wanted to hold on to a church pulpit.
The way that he could do both was to come back to his base church, where he could preach twice a month and also lead the civil rights movement.
From 1960 to 1968, Dr. King preached at Ebenezer. In scores of sermons, he talked about the injustices facing African Americans and people throughout the world. In this 1965 sermon called The American Dream, King discussed the power of love to overcome adversity. He called on the congregation to send this message to the nation.
Threaten our children, bomb our homes, and do all of the things of violence that you think will defeat our movement, and we will still love you. But be ye assured that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer, and one day we will win our freedom. But we will not only win freedom for ourselves, we will so appeal to your heart and your conscience that we will win you in the process. And therefore our victory will be a double victory.
Your sermon was always on love. Togetherness.
Jethro English says King's sermons were always inspirational. When King was killed in 1968, his funeral was held at Ebenezer. 6 years later, the church saw another very dark day. A young man named Marcus Wayne Chenault shot Dr. King's mother and a deacon, killing them both. But Jethro English says Ebenezer Church has remained a fortress of hope and strength, living up to the biblical meaning of its name.
Stone for help, that's what it means, Ebenezer. Stone of help.
The church has continued to thrive, and in recent years, the congregation outgrew the building. A new church was built across the street, where weekly services are now held. The National Park Service has begun restoring the old building. Last week, the Park Service completed phase one, renovating the infrastructure, and on Saturday, the church held a celebration. The U.S. Naval Academy Gospel Choir sang to mark the occasion. The church will close again next year when workers will strip the floors to uncover the original hardwood, paint the walls the peach color they were in the 1960s, and restore the pews and podium of Dr. King's Day. All told, the renovation will cost more than $4 million, most of it funded by the federal government, though about $1 million came from private contributions. The Park Service's Frank Cotropa says the building will be a tourist attraction, with Dr. King's speeches playing to visitors in the sanctuary.
What we hope is that when people do that, when they sit in the church, listen to Dr. King, when they leave there a different person, somebody that wants to go back in their community and do something in their community or read more about the civil rights movement to make a difference.
Among the sermons they'll play is one of the last ones Dr. King delivered. In it, he talked about what he'd like people to say about him after his death.
Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others.
Today, Dr. King will be remembered at the annual commemorative service in the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.